Σεκονιστή! 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 Μονοκάρροβα τέμπο!
Supporters of Guinea Bissau's ruling party candidate Malem Bakai Sanha rally outside the capital, promising a big turnout in a district that was won 9 years ago by his chief rival in this vote, opposition candidate Kumba Yala. In a country with fewer than 2 million people, campaigning is often done at close quarters. Rival posters hang from the same apartment building, and party offices stand across the street from each other, competing to see who can play their campaign songs the loudest. Down the road from the Sanha rally, supporters of independent candidate Enrique Rosa say he's the only one who's looking out for the country's poor. Sanha supporters drive by on the back of an open truck, pointing to their wrists in reference to his slogan, Time for Change. It's a relatively benign bit of electoral taunting that's met with waves from Rosa supporters, in a country that's seen a series of violent changes of power since independence in 1974. Sunday's vote is a contest to succeed longtime President João Bernardo Vieira, who was killed by mutinous soldiers in March, hours after his chief political rival died in a bomb blast. Earlier this month, presidential candidate Basiro Dabo was killed by state security forces, who accused him of resisting arrest for plotting a coup. Dabo's family says he was shot in his bed. Military intervention in politics stems largely from the fight against Portuguese colonialism. Many political analysts in the region say the military considers that liberation struggle more legitimate than the power civilian politicians gain through elections. Security sector reform tops recommendations by the International Contact Group on Guinea-Bissau, which includes members of the Economic Community of West African States, the United Nations, and the Community of Portuguese-speaking Countries. Vladimir Montero is the UN Information Officer in Bissau.
There is a link between the political actors are manipulating militaries. Some militaries take advantage of their force and try to obtain something in exchange. But what we see is Guinea-Bissau is losing due to this kind of link combination between both sides.
Montero says politicians should stay out of the barracks, and the military should be responsible only for protecting Guinea-Bissau's national sovereignty and serving in regional peacekeeping forces. He says Sunday's vote is a chance to restore constitutional order and begin the process of reconciling historically rival factions.
We think that it will be a step and a moment to bring all the actors, political actors, military actors, and even civil society to discuss, because we are talking about reconciliation. And this reconciliation process hasn't started yet, and this election maybe it will help.
Montero says reforming the security force is as much about establishing accountability for past violence as it is about setting the stage for a more peaceful future.
In Guinea-Bissau we had a lot of killings, and it's not normal in the democratic state when you want to respect rule of law and human rights, a group come and kills a president and nobody is accountable. And this is very important.
The Regional ECOWAS Alliance wants an independent investigation into this year's political violence. Two commissions of inquiry established in Bissau have made little progress. Montero says it's up to Guinea-Bissau to take the necessary steps to bring to justice those responsible for the killings. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Bissau.